The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Terms and conditions apply.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
To the old me, scared and unseen, you're the reason I built this dream. Now I speak so others thrive. Turn my scars into sound. I come alive from the ashes and the breakdown. I don't run, I rise, won't back down. This bound, every word a step, every truth profound. We don't heal in silence, we fight with grace, softness and defiance, lighting up this place.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Keeping It Real on Purpose, and I am your host, Edna White. And we are so excited today because you are in the place where experts have in-depth conversations about their life, their relationships, and business in real time. This is real talk about real life on purpose, about successes, failures, issues, and insight to a better life. Today on the show, we're excited to have Daniel Jackson, who is a spirit medium, and he calls himself Spirit Medium Daniel. Welcome to Keeping It Real, Daniel.
Thanks, Edna. Thanks for having me. I appreciate your time and effort for having me on your show.
Oh, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate it. So we did have a little chat before we got started, but I want you to tell me and my audience how you show up in the world.
I show up in this world every day with a positive attitude, trying to bring a positive attitude to other people by letting them know that even though the world we live in can be in a very negative place, but we can change that by trying to be a positive person ourselves and releasing our positivity to other people so that maybe they can become a positive person as well.
Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of people will say, well, how can you be so positive in a world like this? Can you give them a little insight on that?
Well, it's your choice. Everyone has a choice to do what they want to do, what they think is best for them. They can look at the world and see all this negativity go on, but they can decide for themselves that they don't need to be a part of it, or do they want to be a part of it?
Mm-hmm.
You're always going to be a part of the world, but you don't have to take on their negativity as
right.
They are putting it out. They are more or less a singer, and you are the audience member. And if you don't want to listen to what they say, walk away.
That's
and right. And then just try to remain in a positive field for yourself, so that way your field will will radiate out towards others, and then maybe they will pick up on that themselves and change the way they are feeling that.
Right. And so you're saying radiate. I like that because it's in line with what you do. Spirit medium. Can you expound on what you do?
Well, I get messages from spirit, but not necessarily just general spirit. And that's what I call the ones who have passed away, our mothers and fathers,
okay,
our friends and brothers and sisters. I get my information from who we refer to as archangels. And the reason I'm able to communicate with them is because they are with me. They help me in this ability that I have to not only just see spirit, hear them, feel them, smell them, mm-hmm. but one of my gifts that I have from them is I cross them over into the light. And I have them with me for a couple of reasons. One, to protect me from all the negative energies everywhere. So
gotcha.
I could really walk into any haunted house in the world and nothing can absolutely touch me or affect me.
Okay.
And then two, they help me with crossing the spirit over because spirit asks me questions.
Mm-hmm.
And when they ask me a question, I have to get an answer for them. So I ask my spirit guides for the answers. They give me the answers. I relay it back to spirit. And then I tell them where to go and what to do from that point. But
mm-hmm.
with anything, whoever I'm crossing over or whatever I'm crossing over, I have to get the information for them. And because I get the information for them, I can ask questions for people who are here as well, the ones who are still what we call living.
Mm-hmm.
And they ask me questions as long as it's a direct general question or pertaining to their lives, I can get the answers for them. But
right.
the issue I have with that is sometimes people, they don't like the truth. They come to me for answers from God. I get them the answer, but they don't always like the answer because it doesn't fit
right.
their idea
right.
of their truth. But it's still always the truth. So
right.
it is my job here to bring some peace and some clarity to their lives and help them feel better about their lives. And
mm-hmm.
And hopefully they will listen and then follow through with the answers that I give them. So I do my best that I can to help them, but
right.
it's not always easy, but it is always a challenge. But the challenge is for me to try to continue to doing it without any other discretions coming along
mm-hmm.
and other people trying to put me down for what I do or trying
right.
to say I'm a fake or a failure or something like that.
But, right.
Unfortunately for them, I get touched on my face for yes and no answers. So whenever I'm helping someone, they're asking me some questions. Sometimes they ask me these untruthful questions or a manipulated question to try to get their own truth and not the real
okay.
truth.
Okay.
And then I usually stop them in the middle of that reading and I say, look, you need to ask me some truthful questions because you're trying to manipulate the situation to get your own truth. And then they always look at me and they say, how did you know that? And I said, because you're talking to the freaking medium. That's how I know that. So because the first thing I ask spirit is, when someone's asking me a question, I ask them, is this person lying to me or not?
Mm-hmm.
But they don't know that I'm doing that.
Right.
And that's how I'm able to stop the reading and let them know what needs to take place after that. Because if they want to continue to try to lie to me, then I just usually stand up, hand them the money back and say, I'm sorry, but I can't help you.
Right.
You're going to lie to me. So because you can't lie to spirit. And then I tell them, have a great day, and I walk away.
Right, right. So you talk about crossing over. Can you explain what crossing over is?
Sure. What I'm doing is I'm helping them to cross over into the light because the ones that I'm crossing over have remained here as an earthbound spirit. There's no such place as hell. I see
mm-hmm.
into the earthbound realm all the time. There's no one there walking around with horns and a tail torturing anybody, burning
right.
anybody.
Yeah, I believe that
because,
too. Yeah.
Because the world wants you to believe that that's what's going to happen to
right.
you. But they want you to believe in that by thinking you're going to go there in your body, but you're not going there within your body. You're going there as your spirit, your soul.
Mm-hmm.
And soul is a pure energy, and pure energy does not burn.
Right.
But they want you to think that because these are the people who want to tell you how to live your life the way they want you to live it and give them 10%. Because why are they going to give them 10%? Because the people who wrote these things, they wrote these ideas, the kings and queens. That's why they want to give them 10%.
Exactly. I say that all the time. Thank you. That's
yeah,
that's excellent.
Power and control in this world. They want
that's
to continue
excellent.
To have power and control over you.
Absolutely.
We've relinquished the power to them a long time ago. We needed to stand up and take it back.
Right.
They say they are our leaders. They represent us, but they don't. They just
they
represent
don't.
Themselves.
Right.
So we need to walk in there and tell them you're all fired because you're not doing a good job. But yeah, I cross spirit over into the light.
Uh-huh.
It's a choice. no one has to ask for forgiveness from God
because
we're all God's children. So I tell them, this is where you need to go, and it's up to you. I can tell these spirits where they need to go, but again, it's still their choice. It's their free will choice to decide whether or not they're going to do that. So if they go in, great. If they don't, I'll try to talk to them again. But some of them don't want to cross over because of where they are. They know, they know that when they stand up out of their body, you will have all the perfect memories of your life here, but you'll also get all the perfect memories of all your other lives you've been here, because everyone's been here a bunch of times. I mean, everybody in this world thinks they're so perfect and all that mess, but if you look out in the world and you see the other 7, almost 8 billion other people in this world, they've all been to heaven and they all had to come back, just like you did. We didn't. We were here to learn lessons and fulfill our
exactly.
purpose. We fulfill our purpose throughout our lives, but not enough, because they want us to do it a certain amount of time. So when we don't do that, they just know that they can bring us back again, because no one lives to be 150 years old, because besides that, at 150, it's going to hurt to pee, and who wants to be here for that? So they know they can bring us back, and
absolutely.
We just keep coming back
absolutely.
Over and over again until we get it right, because that's what it's all about. It's about learning your lessons, but everything you do learning a lesson is you pick up a towel, you put it down. That's a lesson. If you pick it up and drop it, it's not a bad lesson. It's just another lesson. The lesson to learn is to pick it up and grip it a little bit tighter so you don't drop it the next time. In the same way, if you walk through a door and there's a nail on the floor and you trip over the nail, the lesson to learn is go get a hammer and bang that nail in. But some people don't learn lessons very well and they continue to trip over the nail the rest of their lives. We just need to learn to learn it a little bit better. So those ones that come to me, I will try to, because they made a choice not to cross over the first time, but they don't always know or realize that they can cross over any time. It's not about asking for forgiveness or anything like that from God. It's just you having the willingness to walk into that light. And when you have that willingness to walk in, then you will be absolved, basically washed away of all your pain, anger, sorrow, guilt, anguish, and all that mess. But if you choose to stay here, it's because you chose not to let that stuff go, and that's why you stay here. Just the unfortunate part is, whatever age you die at, if you chose not to cross over, you will remain here as an earthbound spirit at that age. Whereas if you cross over, then you would, if you were 30 years old and you passed away over the age of 30 years old, when you get back home, because that's home, this is not home, this is not where you come from. You come from there, the original family, the soul family. And when you get back there, you will go back to a feeling. It's not so much an age, it's just a feeling. That feeling is like when we were 30, when we felt the best. If you died before the age of 30 years old, you would grow up into that feeling. But you're already feeling good. You're just growing up into a type of state that you're in. But it's pretty simple, but not everyone understands it. And a lot of people are afraid of that light because, again, when you wake up and you get all the perfect memories of your lifetime here, plus all the other memories from all your loved ones, you're going to know that there's a possibility you might have to come back. And some of them don't want to. So they just stay here.
So is it true that a person like you or I, like say if I'm having a hard time dealing with something that I can... one of my loved ones who are deceased, I can call them and be with me? Or is that the archangel?
No. So yes, you can actually call out to your family members, but that's if they want to come and be with you too, because they are now living their new life uninterrupted, meaning they don't have to pay bills and drive cars and they don't have any sadness and sorrow and some grief and all that stuff. And they will want to be around you as long as you're being a positive person, but they don't want to be around negative people. They will try to help you and help you make decisions and try to make you feel better about yourself. But again, if you're being negative all the time, why? Just like here, do you want to be around one of your relatives
who's
always being a negative piece of crap? No, nobody does. So they're not going to spend time with you as much as you would like them to, only if you're willing to try to do better in your life. But we always have spirit guides who are with us to help us all the time. These are just people who have crossed over, fulfilled their purpose, and want to come back and help. And they will help you to make better decisions. But archangels, no. People don't have archangels like they think they do. People think, I have a guardian angel. No, you have a spirit guide with you. The only reason you would actually have an angel with you or an archangel with you is because you're performing a specific task that God wants you to do.
And
you are aware of that task. and you're doing it. But that's the only reason you would have angels for you. Most people have spirit guides with them. Not everybody has archangels. I have them with me because I'm doing something that he asked me to do.
Right, right.
And this is what I'm doing. Him asking me basically was me having this ability. I've always seen spirit. I just never knew why. But he tested me to see if I was going to move forward with it or not. And I did. I decided to. I said yes to that. And I said yes to quite a few other things as well. And then I'm doing his work by being a representation of him for him here.
Mm-hmm.
So that I can continue to help other people to bring them the word. But it's not just me. There's many of us.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But we all have a different way of going about it. We all have different abilities. But
gotcha.
But all, like myself with other mediums, too. There are other mediums that are here for certain things, too. I'm here to be a teacher for people to show us why we're here, what is our purpose, and to help mm-hmm. us along the way to understand what we're supposed to be next. But there are other ones who are out just doing medium-type shows.
Okay.
I'm not here to be a circus act or a dog and pony
right.
show. I'm here to actually help people to move forward. So, I mean, I can get you answers, but the answers I'm going to get you are going to help you in your life, to help you move forward, to help you ease through your life a little bit easier.
Right.
I'm not here to find your soulmate for you. I'm here for you to find the answers that are going to help you get through life better. Because a lot of that soulmate stuff is not... It's not what people think it is. They think
right.
it's someone you're going to fall in love with, but that's not what it is.
Mm-mm.
A soulmate is someone who you worked very well with back at home,
mm-hmm.
and now you're both here at the same time, and you come back
yep.
together, and you're working well together. It's not necessarily going to be someone you're going to fall in love with, but
exactly.
it could be your mom, it could be your dad, it could be your best friend, it could be a dog or a cat.
Yep.
It's just someone you worked very well with, and
mm-hmm.
that's the way that is. But,
absolutely.
But a lot of TV and movies, they mix things
have
up.
Have distorted, yeah, they distorted
yeah,
everything.
They want you to think it's something else, and everyone's walking around. Because I love the people who come up to me, and I say, oh, I found my soulmate, Daniel. I said, oh, that's great. And then I see them 2 years later, and I go, how'd your soulmate doing? How's that going? Oh, that piece
very
of crap.
True.
Yeah.
So very true. Or they'll say God sent them. They'll say God put us together, and then mm-hmm. they're not together. And they say, well, which God told you that? Because that is so very
together.
True.
Yeah, so, we're all together in this, you know.
Exactly.
That, he's a goofball. But the president said, but we're all in this together. We have always all been in this together.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell them. I'll say, so how'd that go? And they go, oh, he's a piece of crap. Blah blah blah. I said, yeah, I guess he was your real soulmate. What? You're just a blind idiot.
Exactly.
And look around you for once. You know, get your head out of your butt.
Right. Yeah, I know that when I was in a little of the dark period in my life, my brother passed away when he was 17. He was like my best friend, and I remember hearing him in the house with me, and and I remember hearing him, and my dad had given me this I want to say it's like a brooch from his mom to gave it to me, and I always used to look for it to kind of give me comfort, and I never could find it. And it was always in another place, so I always thought it was my grandson, until one day I really sat down and I was quiet, and I could hear my father's like really robust laugh, and I felt his arm on my shoulder. I was like so blown away, and it was like,
you know why though?
No, I don't know, because I was really miserable. I was really sad. I needed help.
Tell you why it happened, though?
Yeah, sure.
Because I'm asking questions as you're telling me. That's why I have my eyes closed, if you notice. But because he's here for you as a spirit guide. So sometimes spirit guides can just be regular people, but a lot of times they are relatives for us as well.
Mm-hmm.
And you actually felt that. That was actually him touching you.
Yeah.
To let you know that he's okay and you don't need to worry about
it. Yeah, that's what I felt.
But what he's here doing is trying to give you some comfort to let you know that, so you don't have to have those negative feelings about
mm-hmm.
what happened anymore, because it was just his time to go. That's all it is.
Right.
You know, whether you fall off the top of a building, get hit by a car, have a debilitating disease, get COVID, or even suicide. Suicide is not what people think it is.
No.
Suicide is your soul taking over and leaving this world, because your soul was just called home to go home to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
So he did. So sometimes our souls will take over and say, oh, I'm being called home, I gotta go.
Right.
But sometimes they're in a perfectly working body, so they will make the body do something in order so the body will pass away.
That's great.
In the same way.
Great information.
To explain that to make it sound better. if a soul wakes up and says, oh, it's time for me to get out of here, and doesn't want to do it in a such a drastic way,
right,
it will do something else. Well, you wake up in the morning and go, oh, I need to go to the mall today. Then you get in your car and you go to the mall and you get into a car accident and you die.
Mm-hmm.
So the soul just told you to do that and you followed through with it.
Right.
So it's in the same way, whereas someone woke up and decided to kill themselves,
mm-hmm,
because the soul took over. Well, they got killed again from a car accident because the right soul told them to do that. That's right.
That's all right.
Just people don't call that suicide. They call that an accident.
Right, you call it an accident. I was going to say that. They call it an accident. They don't call it suicide.
Yeah, it's the same thing. The reason why they don't understand it is because they don't understand the true meaning of life and death. Because there's two rules in this world. As long as you follow the rules and comprehend the rules, you're going to appreciate your life and everyone else's life around you.
Mm-hmm.
Rule number one is people die every day. And rule number two is you can't change rule number one. When it's your time to go, it just is. So
yeah,
just let it be.
Right. And I know death is a real, real hard thing to talk about. A lot of people don't like to talk about it. And I always believe that I can be recycled. I always believe that as
well,
a little child.
Well, everyone gets recycled,
yeah,
more or less. You're just coming back over and over and over again.
Yeah, I really believe that.
Right.
I really do believe that.
He's here as a spirit guide for you. You could,
mm-hmm,
actually work that if you wanted to for yourself. You could ask him questions about and get answers in a way that works for you. He would bring you a sign so that you would understand that sign. You could ask him, hey, I want to buy this blue car.
Right.
Should I go buy this blue car? And then send me the sign to let me know to
buy
the blue car. And whatever the sign is, if he shows it to you or you hear it on the news or you hear it in something or you read it, it just comes through with three or four or five times. You know, it's a synchronicity of the signs.
Right, of the signs, yeah. I didn't know what that was. I really didn't know what that was, but now I know.
That means go buy the blue car.
Yeah.
What it doesn't mean is buy the blue car, but take some of the money and put it on buying some jewelry or something like that. When you turn it around and use your ego, then when you ask them a direct question, they will give you a direct answer.
Right.
If you try to turn it around using your ego and your free will too much about you,
right,
then it'll absolutely go south on you because you decided to change it. So, you know, when you're getting a perfect answer,
don't mess with a perfect answer. So, can you explain to me what how intuition plays into this, or does it play into it at all?
Intuition does play into it, but they just call it intuition. What that is your soul is connecting with you, letting you know this is a good thing to do or this is not a good thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
In the same way that if you're driving a car down the street and you see a car in front of you and you say to yourself, I want to pass that car, but then all of a sudden you get that gut feeling that says, don't pass the car.
Right.
What does that mean? It means don't pass the freaking car.
Right.
They're trying to tell you,
right,
your soul is trying to tell you, don't pass that car because you're going to get into life too quicker than you're trying to or get into or supposed to get into, and two, they're keeping you from getting into something that you shouldn't be doing.
But
this is how you know that people who don't pay attention to their intuition, they don't pay attention to those gut feelings, they don't pay attention to their soul. When they are in the hospital and you have to go visit them and they say to you, you know what, Edna, I saw that car in front of me and I just knew. And when they said, I just knew, that means their soul just told them that. Their intuition said, don't do this.
And they decided to
not listen and do what they wanted to do with their own ego and their own selfishness, then they get into a car accident.
Right. That sounds about right. That sounds about right. So this is really intriguing, and I love talking about all of this. I love, like, understanding, because really all it is understanding, because all of us have a level of what you have that you've grown to accept fully. You know, we have a part of it, you know.
Yes, we're all given these abilities. We all come into the world with them because we just came from heaven. We're brand new.
Right.
You basically wake up in a baby body and you have two people above you going, I'm your mom and dad. And you're going, I don't know who the heck you are, but okay.
Yeah.
And you have all this stuff. But the unfortunate part is the world teaches us the ways of the world, which is
right.
a lies. They throw a bucket of bleach over top of us, sanitizing us of the truth, mm-hmm. and then they teach us everything else, which is basically a lie.
Right.
But some of us are meant to keep it. Not everyone is, because right. as I tell people, some of us are meant to be teachers and others are just meant to be students.
Mm-hmm.
But we're all here to learn everything from
Absolutely.
Each other. But yeah, we can all still get in touch with our souls, still get in touch with our spirit guides. Mm-hmm. And there's many ways to do that, but the one way I tell people to do that best is through meditation, because
right.
you'll learn so much more about yourself and about those who are actually trying to help you.
Yes,
but in order
that's right.
to do that, in order to do meditation, you have to have a clear mind. And because in order to get clear messages, you must have a clear mind to right. do that. But we're also getting messages all the time. People don't realize what it is, but it's like a dog whistle. You know, where you blow the whistle and the dog picks it up. Anytime you're walking around and all of a sudden, everybody gets this. You get that.
Yeah. They call it tinnitus.
That's a message coming through, going to your soul. And then all of a sudden
yes.
you wake up and you have a new idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. You didn't wake up and have a new idea mm-hmm. that you thought of. That came to you. That was a message for you. And now you're going to try to implement it into your life.
Right. They kind of call that tinnitus. Is it tinnitus with the ringing yeah. in the ear? Yeah.
yeah.
But I would get that a lot.
They just want to give it a name. But
yeah.
Yeah.
It's true that
everybody likes to label everything.
I know. What is the label thing all about? Can you, like, in your experience, what is it all about?
That's everybody wanting to have some individuality in their own lives.
Okay.
That's all it is. Everybody wants, it's the LGBT community, whatever
yeah.
it is. You know, if you want to be what we would call gay, that's perfectly fine. And the reason being is because in heaven, back in that realm, it's just another place. We just gave it a name.
Mm-hmm.
But in that realm, you're allowed to love anybody that you want to.
Right.
And we're supposed to be doing the same thing here.
Mm-hmm.
God doesn't judge us. We judge ourselves 1,000 times a day. Why does he need to do it once more? Because he just doesn't. It's people who judge each other. That's why.
Right.
It's the power and control again. But
right.
yeah, people want to have a label. They want to call it something so they can have their own individual thing, different from someone else. But no one here is different than anyone else.
Yeah,
we're all the same.
True.
The only difference we have is just the way that we treat each other.
Mm-hmm. This is really exciting, and this is really touching my audience's heart as well, Daniel. What is one of the common myths or stereotypes about what you do that you would like to debunk right now?
Oh, everyone thinks that I am their own personal what would you call that? Like a genie or their own. I'm not
to give you the answer.
That.
You're the only one, right? For them to give the answers.
Yeah. I mean, look at me. I'm a little bit big to be squeezed into a bottle, but I'm a little tall for that. But they all think I'm a genie or a fortune mm-hmm. teller. I'm not here for that. I'm here to give you messages from spirit who are helping you to further yourself along in your life in an easier way. But
mm-hmm.
spirit is not here to fix your life. If you screwed up your life, it's up to you to fix it.
Fix it. Yes, absolutely.
You, but in order to them to help you, you have to listen to what they say and you have to follow through. I see my spirit guides every day, all day. I see these. You ever seen someone smoking a cigarette and you see little petals of smoke come off the cigarette? That's
mm-hmm.
what I see around me all the time.
Okay.
Doing this all the time. I see them at nighttime, but they're. So it's a blue and white glowing figure.
Okay.
And I can actually see their faces. I know what they look like. They're not men with wings. They don't have wings. They don't have a shield. They don't have a sword. And they're not fighting a battle in heaven. And there's no such place as hell either.
Okay.
There might be somebody walking around with horns and a tail there, but that's just because that's what they look like where they come from. Because if people think this is the only planet with people on it,
it's not.
Yeah. Thanks again. But I see them all the time, and I'll be riding down the street on my motorcycle,
mm-hmm.
and I'll say to them, oh, I want to take this right-hand turn, but then I get touched on my face, because I get touched on my face for yes and no answers as well. Most of the time, they're putting thoughts into my mind, as per se, my mind is no longer me, or myself is no longer me. I'm only like 15% me, and the other 85% is them. All these things that come into my mind. I know they're not mine, but now they feel as though they are mine, and they're just answers, and I'm just cool with it, and I give out the answers, and I'm usually right 99.9% of the time. So,
wow.
It's all about how you perceive things, and
mm-hmm.
how you take things, too. But I'll ask them a question. Should I take this right-hand turn? I get touched in my face. I get one answer for no. It feels like a tear running down my face.
Mm-hmm.
The other answers I get are yeses, and they come across my forehead and on my forehead, and it feels like blood dripping across my face. So I asked them that question. They say, no. I said, oh, so you want me to take the next right-hand turn? And they go, yes. And I go, oh, okay. You know what? That other right-hand turn, I don't concern myself with it. I don't care about it because I know they're looking out for my best interest. Right. The Spirit will do that for all of us. But we have to learn to pay attention and follow through.
Yeah, that's great.
What we have
to stop
doing is blaming everything or asking a question, why?
Right.
Why not just do it?
Mm-hmm.
And you'll find out the answer real quick.
Right. Is there something that people misunderstand about you?
Yeah, the biggest one is they always come to me for, like I said earlier, they always come to me for an answer for God, and I get them the answer, but they don't like the answer. They want their own truth, but that's not the real truth. They just want something because they want a truth out of their own selfishness, out of their own ego. Mm-hmm. And that's what they usually misunderstand. I get them an answer, and they go, I don't like that. And I go, well, I'm sorry you don't like it, but it's the truth. Right. I mean, I did a reading for a woman one time, and she said she wanted to go on a bunch of trips and a bunch of cruises. And this was in February 2nd in 2020. And I told her, I said, you're not going on the cruises. I said, no one's going on cruises soon. She said, but I want to go. I said, well, you can't go because you don't have enough money to do this. You're going day by day, and you just can't do that. You have to have enough money. You have to fix your credit and take care of all that. She said, well, when can I go? I said, in 3 years. She said, I want to do them now. I said, I know you want to do them now, but you're not able to do them now. It wasn't until later on in the reading that she told me that she had been living day to day because all of her credit cards.
Oh, wow. Said, oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Of course, you can't go. I said, she said, well, the other mediums I went to today told me I could go. I said, the other three mediums lied to you. I'm giving you the truth, because I told her you may not get the reading that you want, but you will get the reading that you need. And that's what she needed to know. That she needs to stop spending all of her money and just live.
Wow, that's really important.
That's not going to be comfortable for her.
Yeah.
Because her credit cards were building up all this interest and stuff.
Wow.
You're going to go broke. You're going to end up in jail because you can't pay your credit cards because you want to go on a trip.
Wow. Oh, that's stuff that we don't want to hear. And
right.
I would think that we know this. And, you know, when you were talking about
this. The truth.
Right. And so we go and we try to seek an answer outside of what we know that we should be doing, you know.
Their idea of the truth.
Right.
Egotistical selfishness.
Exactly.
But that's not what I'm here to bring them, because I want to tell everybody, like I said, you may not get the reading you want, but you will get the reading you need, because I'm not the type of medium who's going to tell you everything is rainbows and unicorns. I'm here to bring you the truth.
Right. And the truth is very important. Well, audience, that we've, you know, we're hearing some amazing information from spirit medium Daniel Jackson, and I'm certainly learning a lot. I'm certainly coming into awareness of what I've been feeling and things that I've been experiencing, and it's truly been, it's an education. Thanks so much for being here, and I know my audience is being really enlightened by this. Now, we're getting to the part now that we're going to kind of switch gears, and now that we know that you are an expert in this field, and we know that this is something that you're born with. Did you ever have to hone it? Or I've heard, you know, people that say they have that gift. Well, I have to hone my gift. Do you ever have to hone your gift?
Yes, it's always constantly improving. It's always constantly changing. Mine seems to change all the time.
Okay.
For me, it's like when you order cable and then you get some extra channels. Well, that's what happens with me. I order, you know, it comes in, but then something else comes in on top of it as well. But I have to figure out what they brought in the first place first, and then I try to figure out the rest
of
the stuff. But yeah, this is, you're going to be brought in these types of things slowly, because they want you to learn how to develop it, and so you can use it, so you can have that basically in your Rolodex, and then you can start out with something else next. So you're always being able, because we have to help people.
Right.
Just helping them in one way is not going to be possible, because not everyone wants to be helped in just one way. They have a wide variety range that they need help in. So they bring it in. But again, this is for people who want to do it for the right thing.
For the right reasons.
Yeah, I know some people who do readings and they charge $450, $500 bucks an hour, because they want to have 6 cars and 7 houses and 10 boats. And you don't need all that. So I don't do that.
Right.
So, you know, I charge $120 for someone in person, or $100 for Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
And if that reading lasts for 2 or 3 hours, I don't care. It's just important for me to make sure that they get the information they need.
That makes a difference.
I've had readings for 4 or 5 hours. It just doesn't matter to me because I'm not trying to make money. I'm trying to help them. Mm-hmm. And real help is not going to cost you shouldn't cost you a whole lot of money.
Right, right. Okay.
Yeah.
So now let's turn the tables, and we want to know about you personally.
Sure.
And now that we know that you're the expert and we can always get in touch with you, who is the most important person in your life that helped you, like, pushed you along after knowing that you had this ability?
Well, I'd have to say my wife.
Okay.
My wife has really helped me. She helps get me centered in my life. She helps me to understand things maybe I didn't understand the first time.
Mm-hmm.
She helps me get grounded in this. When I was going in to accept this ability, because I had always seen spirit my entire life, I just didn't know why. But it finally came down to a certain thing that kind of triggered it, that switched it over for me, and mm-hmm. when I said yes to it. But I had to have a big talk, a big decisional talk with God. And I asked my wife, I said, how do I go in and talk to God? And she said it very simple. She said, talk to him like you talk to him any other time. You just talk to him. I said, yeah, you're right. And I said, you know, because I can talk to God anytime I want to.
Yeah.
I don't need to go into some big white building.
Nope.
With 50 people, you know, putting on a bunch of hats.
Yeah.
Look how much of a better Christian I am than you are. That's a bunch of, there's so many negative energies that hang out at those.
Oh, places. My goodness. Is there?
Yeah, but my wife has really, she puts a lot of things into perspective. She makes me look at things differently.
Uh-huh.
When I was first learning how to get answers from them, I was asking questions, and I told her, I said, it took her long to get the answer. She said, maybe it's because you're not asking it in the correct way.
That makes sense. Ask the right question.
She really does a lot for me in that way, and,
okay.
and helps me with that. Besides that, she's a really good cook.
That's a good thing. A good plus.
Yeah, good cook, and she is good looking. So.
All right. That's the way we work it. If you could have a billboard with anything on it, what would it be and why?
The billboard would say, don't judge.
Mm.
Because I would want it to say, before you judge anyone else, take a self-inventory of yourself. Think of all the crap you've gone through in your entire life, and then look at that person in front of you and think to yourself, they've probably been through some crap as well.
Yeah.
Then bite your tongue and walk away.
Wow, that's really good. That's really good. The bite the tongue part is very good.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah,
absolutely, because no one has the right to judge anyone else
Mm-mm.
in the world.
Not at all.
We all came into the same place as equals. We can all leave. We all do leave as equals. We can all go back to the same place, although if we choose, because some of them don't, they just stay here as an earthbound spirit, but we're all equal. As I said, you know, 7.5-8 billion people, and everyone else out there has been to heaven, and they've all had to come back. So how are they so perfect that they all had to come back? Because they had to come back just like you did.
Mm-hmm. What would you pick for the last meal?
Wow. That would be... going to a place called the Waffle House and having their biscuits and gravy. Their biscuits and gravy is awesome. Their little biscuits, they taste like little spongy cakes. They're just wonderful.
Really?
With the pork in it. Oh my goodness, the sausage biscuits and gravy.
Yeah, I've had those. Yeah, from the Waffle
House.
It's
absolutely wonderful. And I love that place too, because when I go there, you can just be real. You're not like having to be quiet. Or whisper.
Yeah, you can be loud.
You just speak your mind.
Yeah,
and be loud,
absolutely.
And everybody's having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sausage biscuits and gravy from Waffle House. Absolutely.
Great. So final thoughts. What's your best tip you can share with anyone that's listening in the audience today, whether they want to start something or they want to do what you're doing or are nervous about doing what you're doing or... What can you give them to take away from this entire conversation?
The only way that they could do what I do is they have to have it. You can't go to college and you can't take a course in this to become a medium. You either have it or you don't. And there are a lot of people out there who say they have it and they don't, and they're just preying on people.
Mm-hmm.
But what I want everybody to do is in order to go out and do what I do, you have to have faith in yourself.
Right.
And you have to have faith in those who are giving you the information. And make sure that those who are giving you the information is the correct information, and
Right.
you're not getting your information from negative energies. Mm-hmm. But you know, that's your own thing that you have to deal with. But you have to have faith in yourself, faith in the answers that you're getting, and also have enough faith that you can give these answers to someone without, you know, thinking you're going to flub it up. I don't question what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I just do it. I get the answers, and I listen, and I follow through, and I relay the answers to them. And I have to have faith in the answers that they are giving me are the correct answers, are the truth. Some people will go, that doesn't make sense to me. I'm so, well, it doesn't make sense to me now, but I'm sure it will later. Well, I don't think you're telling me the truth. Well, if you don't think you're telling me the truth, it's because you don't know what the actual truth is.
Right.
So you need to go find that before you come back to
mm-hmm.
me, because I am giving you the truth. You just don't like it. So,
you just don't like it.
Yeah. They're just displaced in this life, and
mm-hmm.
they can't figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
There are some people who, if it doesn't work for them, they don't want it to work for anybody. Like
no.
I said, you know, when people ask me questions about, sometimes they come on my live show, and mm-hmm. they'll try to, you know, debunk me or something like that.
Right.
Like I had a lady come on one time, and she said, I want to talk to my brother who has passed away, and I need some answers from him. And I said, oh, I'm sorry, miss, but I can't get you those answers. And she said, oh, I knew it. You're a fake. I'm just trying to just let everybody. I said, no, the reason I can't get the answers is because your brother didn't die, correct? She said, how did you know that? I said, because I'm the medium. How do you think I know that? I said, if you're trying to come in here and try to prove a point to me that I'm a fake, but I'm not a fake. And how would I know that your brother is not dead?
Right.
She didn't even realize I was reading her.
Right. When you walked in the door.
I said, so mm-hmm. go away and don't bother us in here because you're a non-believer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're a faker and stuff like that. I said, I just read you, lady. I just proved that you are actually lying. So how am I the faker? You are the faker.
Oh, yeah. Big one.
So, yeah. So in order to do this, make sure you have faith in yourself and faith in where you're getting the answers, because people are relying on you for answers that are going to possibly change their lives.
Mm-hmm.
You have to make sure you're getting the correct answers, and you have to have confidence and faith in yourself to give them the answers.
Right.
I always tell people, don't mistake my confidence as arrogance. I just know I'm right.
Right. That's good. Don't mistake my arrogance.
My confidence is arrogance.
Yep. I like that. I'm writing it down. That's why.
Yeah, you can use that. No,
I love it.
That's not a $2 phrase. It's a $5 phrase right there.
I love it.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't mistake my confidence as arrogance.
Yes.
I'm not being arrogant. I'm just telling you the truth. It's not my problem that you don't like the truth, or you can't comprehend it, or you can't follow through with the truth. It's still the truth.
Yes, absolutely. So how can my audience find you and locate you and, you know, contact you on social media, you know, phone? How can we get in touch?
I was going
to
say you can usually find me at Walmart, but, yeah, no, right, because everybody goes to Walmart, like my second home, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that bar Cheers. I walk in, I say, hey, Daniel.
Yeah, right, everybody knows your first name.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. If they want to find me to get a reading, they can find me at www.spiritmediumdaniel.com. One long word, Spirit Medium Daniel, very simple. They can find me on Facebook at Spirit Medium Daniel. They can find me on YouTube at Spirit Medium Daniel. They can find me at we have our own podcast called Beyond the Veil with Daniel Jackson. And that's
mm-hmm.
at www.beyond-the-veil.com. And we have guests on there as well with all kinds of different things in health and wellness and
okay.
UFO people and spiritual stuff, all kinds of stuff.
Wonderful.
And then if they would like to, I have a new book out. It's titled Daniel Jackson, The New Beginning.
I see that behind you.
My awakening as a spirit medium. And what it is it's my story of me and how this happened for me and to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's all in chronological order. And then at the very end, there's a chapter 12, which is called The Basics. And these are 25 channeled messages from my spirit guides, archangels, who gave me these messages of what God wants us to know. And these things what God wants us to know is how we can try to help each other and treat each other better and become better human beings ourselves.
That's great.
So I want them to read the book of me and that stuff, not for the vanity part of it, but the part of the story of about me is, if you're having these types of things go on with you that I had go on with me, then reach out and find your people, but just not in that term or that sense either, because throughout any of our lives, if you're having something going on that you can't figure out, reach out and find your people, because we're out there. You just have to find us.
Absolutely.
Don't sit there with your thumb up your butt all day long thinking, oh, they're just going to come to me. If you want anything in your life, you're going to have to be proactive about
That's
it.
That's right. Go get yourself.
But we can all find our people, because like I said, we're all in this all together. We always have been. We don't have to be alone, because we're not alone. We have each other. That's what God wants us to do. He wants us to figure it out for ourselves. You know, God bless us. Yeah, he blessed you once. He put you here. He wants us to figure out the rest.
That's nice. That's beautiful. And that's a great ending to our show. And this brings us to the end of the show. Thanks for listening. And if you enjoy this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post it about on social media, or leave a rating and a review. And remember that there's a new little button on the bottom that you can leave a message for our guest today. If you'd like to say something special just for him, please leave that message. Don't forget to just record the message, and I'll get it right over to Mr. Daniel Jackson. The Spirit Medium. And we want to thank you all for being here and you taking the time out just to be with us today. And remember, you can look for me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at EJW Coaching. And we just want to say goodbye for now. This is Edna White and my esteemed guest, Daniel Jackson, saying goodbye for now.
Be good. Don't do any stupid stuff.
To the one still searching for their sound, you are not alone, you are glory bound. Let your story be the fire, let your pain be the spark. We rise together, igniting the dark.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.